Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your input on the text line, or you can call us up. Same number, 222-WBEE. That's 222-9233. When you get invited to a holiday dinner, a potluck, just a backyard barbecue from the summer, let's just say, and somebody's assigning food and items to bring, and you get assigned something that is terribly easy to make or just simply pick up from the store, do you take offense to that? Does that hurt your feelings? Are you like me?
I don't think so.
Not letting this go.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know, at this point in my life, no. I'm so, so happy to take the easy way out. But, you know.
Well, with me, I don't want to sit there. If I do bring something worth anything, which my family stopped asking me a long time ago, to bring stuff that isn't already packaged, like potato chips or soda. If I do bring something, I don't want the pressure of sitting there watching nobody eat it.
That doesn't offend you that...
It would offend me more if I brought the potatoes or whatever you're bringing and watched everyone take scoops of everything else and just like two of my potatoes.
That's exactly it.
And then go back for seconds and not touch them. So I would rather just not bring it at all.
Well, you have no confidence in your cooking skills.
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, that's established.
I'm a realist.
Thinking there's a reason for that, but
that's what happened. I was invited to a backyard fall dinner is what my girlfriend's friends are calling it, a fall dinner. They're doing it so they could wear big hats and fall-like clothes.
I love the big hats.
Like, yeah, that's cool.
You keep saying they're going to wear these big hats.
Oh, you know, the ones that go out like they're, you know, one of those spinner things, the action figures that you spin and they fall from the sky, the helicopter things.
Like they're at the Derby, like the Kentucky Derby hats?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right.
Basically not a normal size hat that human beings should be wearing on a casual Saturday.
Where are they getting these hats, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. My girlfriend will pull it out of the closet. She'll have six to choose from. Like, where did these even come from? We have a 1,000-square-foot apartment. Anyway.
I do like a hat party. I like that idea, but go ahead.
It's all for the picture, right? They want to hang up the string lights, and they want to wait for golden hour, which is that perfect time to take a picture.
Golden hour.
When the sun's setting.
Wow.
Anyway, so the food assignments went out and I got assigned potatoes, roasted potatoes, the easiest dish to make. Cut the potatoes in fours or eighths, throw some spices and oil, put them in the oven. I'm better than potatoes.
I'm better than this, people.
I'm better than
this. Wow.
So now not only do I have to get dragged to this thing, I have to, not only am I assigned the potatoes, there's also two events to choose from to do before said fall dinner.
Okay.
All the guys are going golfing, I think at Blue Heron, at 11:40 on Saturday. That's what I was told. And if you don't go golfing, the other option is to go apple picking with the girls and the children. I don't golf because I'm not good at it, and I don't like doing things I'm not good at. That's not fun for me. I think
I
think most guys would say that. That's not fun to do if you're straight up bad at something.
Okay.
And no guy wants to go apple picking with a bunch of girls and two toddlers.
Well,
so these are my options here. Lesser two evils.
Okay, apple picking can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of bees.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, there are bees. Jeez.
I'd take the golfing.
Chris, it's no secret. Like, you, I love you to death, but you're a giant nerd. Just say, I'm not going to do either one. I'm going to go to wherever the location is for the shoot and set up my 15 million cameras.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And prepare for the golden hour.
Like the ones in the studio here.
And you may even enjoy that with a few cold beers and... Well, and let's be honest, you've done this so many times, it'll take you a half an hour to set everything up. You've got the next 4 hours to yourself.
That does sound good. Appealing there in Webster, setting up in the backyard. Okay, I see where you're going. Set up a couple different angles. Make sure I get the picture, the perfect picture for the fall party.
Now, are the guys going to give you crap for not going golfing?
No, it was a simple text. Hey, we didn't know if you even golf. Do you want to come?
Yeah, oh, wow. That's kind of insulting.
See,
that's on my to-do list this winter is to learn and become good at golf for next season.
You know what's funny is that's what insult me more than the whole, what? Bring potatoes. I'd be like, well, wait a minute. I was the afterthought for the game
of golf.
Exactly.
You know, what? Don't I look like someone that knows how to swing a club? And how are you going to prepare for golf in the winter?
I think there's indoor lessons you could take, or I'll go on YouTube.
Okay. Well, of course, Terry.
You know, I can take those.
I'll go on YouTube.
I can get some apples, right? I can get a golf club. I can kill two birds with one stone. Practice my apple picking and my golf all on Saturday morning before the fall dinner.
Excellent.
Stick with the potatoes.
Wow.
The gang's all here. TJ.
She's just amazing.
Terry.
She brings life to it.
And the new guy, Chris Konya.
He's great. He seems like a nice man.
And you.
It's the all-new B-Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.